You think Jesus will be there and bumping this song? Like Jesus will be telling, Jesus will be, put, will be putting Angel Gabriel. Bro, you think Jesus will be putting Angel Gabriel on this song and be like, yo, Gabriel, check out his tune, bro. You think Jesus will be like, yo, Gabriel, oh, Michael, come here. Oh, let's look at this song, bro. Check out this hot tune, bro. This is on Billboard 100, bro. You think this song will be on Heaven 100? Survive Babylon.
Yo.
All right. Surviving Babylon, episode three. What is the topic today? What's on the agenda?
So basically, we're going to be talking about, for those who were tuned in last week, the topic for today is secular music. Secular music actually good for Christians? Like
secular music?
Yeah. Yep.
Quite quiet. Secular music.
Secular music.
Very, very, very interesting topic.
Yeah. But you know, actually, I feel like a lot of people tend to have a very, very interesting. We have different ideas of what secular music actually is. So I was wondering, like, what do you think your definition of secular music is, Jeffrey?
Bro, secular music is, I think, bro, first we have to figure out the definition of secular. So let me just like look for the definition of secular, right? Let me do that.
We are also on an educational podcast for those that are...
Yes. We have to educate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Secular music.
So according to my Google result,
mm-hmm.
Secular means not associated.
Do you want to share the screen?
If I may. Let's see.
For our viewers out there, our viewers at home.
Meaning of circular in English, not having any connection with religion. We live in an increasingly secular society in which religion has less and less influence in our daily life. Secular education, a secular state, quite indeed. So
interesting.
That's the definition of secular, right? So if you ask me what do I think secular music is, well, based on that definition, it means that music not associated with religion. But I think my definition of secular music in our context is different.
Okay, please share.
It's different.
Do tell.
So I think secular music within this context, because when we basically speak on secular music,
mm-hmm.
what the definition that is given is not associated to religion. So basically then...
Well, the definition given was not associated to religion. Religion was written all over that thing.
No, I mean the definition means secular music not associated to religion. That's what it means.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So based on that definition, if we adhere to that definition, that means that we can listen to Islamic songs. We can listen to Buddhist songs.
I see where
songs,
you're coming from.
We can listen to songs which talks about coordinations of the stars, because some people think that's spiritual, but I think that this has actually given me a new perspective on how to frame our question, is that because we cannot just say, is our Christian supposed to listen to secular music, right?
Mm.
So I think for me, secular music in the realm of Christianity are songs that do not really reflect the life of a Christian.
Mm.
So are the songs that you're listening to, bro, you know my favorite question, bro. What would Jesus do? You think Jesus will be there and bumping this song? Like Jesus will be telling, Jesus will be, put, will
put
be
it Andrew, up.
Bro, you think Jesus will be putting Angel Gabriel on this song and be like, yo, Gabriel, check out his tune, bro. You think Jesus will be like, yo, Gabriel, oh, Michael, come here. Oh, let's look at this song, bro. Check out this hot tune, bro. This is on Billboard 100, bro. You think this song will be on Heaven 100? Will this song be on Heaven 100? Yeah?
Ooh.
That's what, for me, secular music is. And, you know, bro, and I just wanted to say, well, you give your definition, bro, and then I'll add something to it.
Okay, so my definition of secular music here basically means any song that has no reference towards God, or is not exactly putting your mind, it's not directing your mind towards eternity or towards God in any way. That's a secular song. Yeah. And I also feel that secular music, is in spectrums of debauchery and evil. Yeah, there are actually spectrums to it. Yeah. I actually had this conversation with somebody one time that, and the person was like, okay, this argument, okay, not really an argument, but the person posted on her status, she was like, do playing love songs in a wedding bad? Like, is this like, why should...
What are we talking about? We're talking about Ed Sheeran. We're talking about...
That's what I actually wasn't able to confirm, but she was like, ah, like, it's my wedding, like, ah, like, as a Christian, like, it's not it's a love song, like, did it as like
there are different shades of love songs, different types of love songs also, you know. Yeah. Some people would consider a song which contains, like, you know, two people having sex and, you know, also something like a love song. While for someone, a song like Ed Sheeran's, like, what is it called?
Perfect.
What's that song? Perfect. Perfect. Or Thinking Out Loud, you know? Yeah. That's a love song, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or someone might consider Marvin Gaye.
Who's Marvin Gaye?
Oh, bro. Come on, bro. I know we're not trying to be part of this world, but like...
No, but seriously, I actually don't know who Marvin Gaye is, actually.
Marvin Gaye.
Maybe I know his song, but maybe I just don't know his name.
Let's get it on. I don't want
to... Okay, honestly, don't worry.
I don't... I understand. I would say that boldly that I don't listen to these type of songs anymore, but let's get it on. Let's you don't know, let's get it on?
Huh. Okay, what's the tune? Just hum it. So, like, maybe I've heard it before.
It's like, let me show you Marvin Gaye, bro. Okay, bro, you know Sexual Healing?
Yes. He's the one that sang it.
Ah,
okay, it's okay. Yeah, I get.
Sexual healing.
That's Marvin Gaye.
That's Marvin Gaye, bro.
Is Marvin Gaye straight?
Marvin Gaye is straight, bro. Marvin Gaye is straight, bro. That's why he was wanting sexual healing, bro. He is straight, bro.
You know, baby.
Hey, bro. Actually, I don't know. I wouldn't know. I'm just assuming. I think
you're just assuming. Yeah, it's still an assumption though, because baby can mean a myriad of things.
Okay, so basically that's what I mean by, I don't know, you still want to see a picture of Marvin Gaye?
No, I don't know the song.
Okay, so that's like I feel like a song like Sexual Healing. People might consider that as a love song.
Mm-hmm.
And while others might just consider songs like Thinking Out Loud or Perfect by Ed Sheeran as love songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just think that's where I stopped you. So you were having mm-hmm. this conversation, and how did it go?
And we're talking about the fact that, like, because you were saying that some couples or some Christian couples do not really like or are not allowed or permitted to play secular music in their weddings. Yeah. And she was kind of like going on about like, like a love song is not sinful and stuff like that. And so I eventually had to speak to her and tell her that actually, I was trying to explain to her why some people might actually go ahead to make that kind of rule, because most times people that tend to not play this kind of love songs in their weddings usually tend to be high ranking officials in the church. Yeah. And I also explained to her that sometimes when these people play this kind of songs in their weddings, should I say, it's not the song itself, but what they're kind of encouraging. Like you said before, some people might think that Sexual Healing is a love song, yeah? Even though the people in the wedding may be playing a love song that's clean, yeah? Seemingly clean, yeah? But the message that it might actually send to, like, that congregation or the people, like, watching them, like, just imagine, like, a pastor, yeah? He's playing Perfect in his wedding. It's gonna raise an eyebrow, like... Even though the song is not like all that, like, but it's not as explicit as Sexual Healing, but it's still going to raise an eyebrow.
There's this song from Stone Boy.
Yeah.
You know Stone Boy?
Mm-mm.
Bro, our viewers and our listeners out here are thinking, why is Bernard not knowing Stone Boy? I like that though. But I think Stone Boy has this song, right?
Yeah.
And it's called, my sister knows that song, but wait, I actually know that song. But I forgot the name of the title. The song is like, so I asked myself, is that a love song? And I think that's a love song. It looks like a love song. It sounds like a love song. And I think people play this at their love song, at their wedding, sorry. And the song is, bro, we can't play songs on our podcast, right?
I think we can play like maybe like 5 seconds or a few seconds, like in terms of fair, like, because we can, but we just need to limit it, like maybe like not up to a minute.
Okay.
Not up to me. Just play like maybe like the first 15 seconds of the song.
Okay.
So in case, just so that we avoid copyright. And if this episode is somehow caught inside copyright, I mean, at least we'll learn.
Yeah. The song is called Everlasting by Everlasting by Stoneboy. And actually, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
You know, the song is really, when I listen to this song, yeah, it's actually catchy, you know, and I will get back to that, but do you hear anything?
Okay, now, yeah.
Wait. Still not?
Okay. This is something, bro. Bro, it's like...
M-O-G.
I actually know Stoneboy.
My baby, fine, fine. I tell you this one be divine, fine. Every woman is a superwoman. Every woman is a
how many seconds now?
We know be nobody. If you know they have a body, yeah.
Let me pause for a second, right?
Yeah.
So to this point, yeah, he's basically talking about every woman is a superwoman, which is accurate, right? Which is like, okay, it's a song, right? But my question is, if this person is someone that usually don't sing about like songs which are like, what do you call it? If this person sings like songs which doesn't really like, okay, let's say this is not the usual type of songs that this guy makes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like just say, I'm not saying that that's what Stoneboy does. I'm saying that let's say he was previously just singing about like drugs, cocaine, like drugs, like women and like, you know, like derogatory and stuff, right? That's not, by the way, that's not what Stoneboy does, yeah? And let's say he was doing that and he made this song, right? Yeah? And playing this song at your, like, would you think that someone like a high ranking official in the church can play like a song like this?
It's even raising eyebrows. I was watching the song. I was raising like an inner eyebrow.
Okay, I don't know, may I know why?
I don't know. Just the vibe was just, it felt weird. It just felt weird.
The vibe was weird.
How will I put it? It's hard to explain. Like, I just felt, you know, the songs you listen to, yeah, they carry. Is everything okay?
I'm not gonna pause, but let's pause because my sister is trying to do something.
What's she trying to do?
I don't know. She's trying to like maybe give me light or something. She's trying to provide me with light. I think the Holy Spirit entered her or something. Wow. Don't cut this part out because wow. Come on. That's a game for me or the zoo? That's a game for me or the zoo? Okay. how did this work? I need it bright.
It's much better, bro.
Yeah.
It's okay, much better. Now, like, much better.
Okay, all right. Why don't you always act like this? You should be acting like this every day. How about you? Yeah. But anyways, as I was saying, why were you raising eyebrows?
Like, the vibe I was getting from the song, it felt sensual. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It just felt sensual. Like, as I was saying before, yeah, like songs carry, should I say, there's a spirit behind every song, yeah? Mm-hmm. And usually the spirit behind the song is usually from the spirit of the person singing the song, yeah?
Okay.
So if, let's say, take for example, I'm listening to a song that my simile, on the surface, it sounds like it's not harmful, but there's also a spiritual aspect of the song. If that song is sung by somebody who is possessed or who is who normally will sing about lustful things, I mean, like, you just, even though it may sound, even though the songs you are listening to, the words are a bit, are seemingly harmless, but there's still a spirit behind that song, and that spirit is what we should be worried about. That's basically the vibe. And okay, correct me if I'm wrong, yeah? But this guy, the songs he normally sings are usually sensual, yeah?
Bro, if I have to say that, I'd rather say that. I don't really... So for me, I don't really like... I've never really listened to Afrobeats that much. And I don't really know Stoneboy that well. But I think my sister is someone that... My sister is the one that put me on this song, actually, you know, back then. She's the one that put me on this song. And at first, when I heard it, it sounded like it's a love song, you know?
Mm.
And most of the times when I want to listen to a song, right? When I want to listen to a song. So just to answer your question, I don't know if it's songs I like usually sensual, but I would say his songs are like, what does Stoneboy really sings about?
I actually don't know.
I don't know. Like, I have to really listen to his songs in order to like make a statement about what he thinks about. But the thing is, what I want to say is that when I want to listen to a song, right? This is a wrong approach, because now you've given me a different idea about it. Because now you're saying that sometimes it's not just about the song; it's also about the artist.
Yeah.
So if someone usually sings about, what do you call it, a song glorifying like drugs, glorifying fornication, glorifying like, you know, derogatory, or like songs that like talks bad about women, yeah, and all of a sudden this guy, unless this person has like sort of changed or something, right, but then this person makes one song like a love song, right, yeah, it doesn't mean that, based on what your explanation, it doesn't mean that this song is okay, that it's good to listen to, right? So that's what I thought initially, that I didn't really look at the artist, I really looked at the type of song that this guy, that was actually out right now. Like, let's take Kanye West, for example, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so Kanye West will make a song about, with Lil Pump. You know the song with Lil Pump? Kanye West, Lil Pump? Which I don't want to sing it, but you such a...
I know
I
it.
I love it. Yeah.
I know it.
But then afterwards, he will come and make Jesus is King, you know?
Yeah, okay, honestly, I think I fell for that Jesus is King, because I actually thought...
Bro, everyone fell for it, bro.
Yeah, I felt that was like my album for that year, like when it came out.
Bro, if I was still listening to that music, that would still be my album, bro.
Yeah. But over time, I was like, nah, this is not looking like straight again like that. You're gonna say something. No, I'm actually done.
Okay, so what I was gonna say is that, you know, like in terms of like music, right? This used to be my usual approach to listening to music. My favorite artists were always people that would, if I look at award shows, right, and I see people thanking God, right, you know, I would think that, oh, these people are Christians, you know?
Yeah.
And so I sort of like them more, despite the song that they were singing, you know?
Yeah.
Or every time I hear a song and I listen to, like, I hear, like, God in the lyrics, right? And this song is actually favoring God. Like, you know, the lyric,
yeah,
that specific
line, God did, right? God did.
And then, like, you know, I'll listen to God, then I'll be like, okay, good. But then I will not think far and think, wait, this part of the lyric is sort of glorifying God, right? But then the rest of the song is talking about some things
making money.
You cannot really like associate with God, you know? Like,
yeah.
These things, like, God will never, like, you know, I said it again, do not mention the name of God in vain, has a lot of, like, you know, directions that I can go, you know?
Yeah.
God's name cannot be associated with, like, sin, you know? And I think that, bro, imagine that you were the devil, right? God forbid.
I get it.
Bro, you would be working overtime, bro. You wouldn't be making it easier for people. Like, this is what we think, bro. We think there are some things that we can get away with. We think we don't want to see it. Like, I feel like a lot of people actually know that, okay, well, this song is not really something that I should be listening to, right? Like, I'm also the type of person, I'm like, nah, this is not right, this is not really the song, but like, I'm like, come on, bro, it's
just little.
I'm like, I'm feeling it, I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm trying to, like, I can feel like the groove, you know? And so it's not really like the devil is working overtime and comes in. Bro, someone told me that if the devil showed up here in Horns, right, even the unbeliever, even the most unbelievable person will actually will start believing, right? So he's not gonna come in. He's not gonna come in like Horns and stuff. He's gonna come through the music, and he's gonna come in ways that we don't even see, you know. And what does the Bible say about guarding your heart and guarding, like, you know, something like that, you know? And
guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes issues of life.
Yes, and also, like, we should be careful of the things that we listen to, the things that we let it, like, enter our body, you know. And I actually, just to make it, like, clear, you know, like, when I actually, like, prepared, like, I didn't prepare, but, like, I just looked up, like, some Bible verses that sort of, like, hints on, like, things that we hints on whether, like, certain music is actually acceptable for like a Christian behavior or Christian lifestyle, you know. And these are verses which I think can probably support whether Christians should listen to some type of music, yeah. So I'm going to share the screen again. Okay, I'll just skip Ephesians and let's look at...
Did you add your own thoughts on some scriptures?
So I have my own thoughts, but I just took them away.
Oh, okay.
For example, the thing that I think was most appealing or most spoke directly to the topic was Romans 12, verse 2, for example. So you can read it. Like, it's can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Okay, so what do you think? Do you think this tells us, do you think this is in a way, can also tell us something about secular music in a way, maybe not directly, but do you think this can be like,
yeah, it can. Bro? Now, in the second... In the second sentence, yeah? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, yeah? Now, how do we do that? To get to your mind, things have to pass through certain gates. We have the eye gate, we have your ear gate, yeah? Those are like the main channels, like things actually get into your heart and your mind, yeah? So now music passes through a gate, and which is your ear gate. Now, if the music or if the songs you listen to are evil and are glorifying worldly ideologies, you are conforming to the standards of the world by allowing that thing to transform your mind negatively. But if the songs you listen to are edifying, as spiritually packed, and have spiritually packed lyrics, you are edifying your mind and is renewing it into actually conform to how Christ would think. That's why I usually advise, is recommended that ideally all secular music should be, not really, I mean, it's better to, I won't say like you should avoid it, but
bro,
more like it, you should replace it.
I understand what you're trying to say, bro. For me, it's also hard, bro. But like, I just want to say that, bro, every institution in this world, bro, has their requirements, bro. Like, bro, if you want to join the Marine, for example, bro, you have to go through rigorous training. Like, they don't just accept everyone, bro.
Yeah.
They don't just accept everyone. And I feel like, bro, we can all come with our sins to Christ, right?
Yeah.
But it's a difference of staying, bro. They said many are called, but few are chosen.
Yeah.
You know? Few are chosen. The point is, bro, we should live in a way where we think, how far can I go to please God, you know? Not how less can I disobey God, you know?
Mm.
How less can I deviate from an actual Christian life, you know?
Mm.
So, bro, there are some songs that you know that these songs do not glorify God in any way. Like these songs, there is no way this will be on Heaven Hall, like 100.
Heaven Top 100.
Jesus will not be putting Gabriel on this song, you know? Michael will not be listening to this song after defeating like a bunch of demons, you know? No. This is not happening, you know, and we should live we should try to be, you told me like last time, the best thing to do is aspire to be like Jesus, and it's possible, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if there was like the Jerusalem 100 back then, you know, I don't know, but this will not be on the Jerusalem 100, you know, so no matter how good it sounds, bro, no matter how catchy it is, bro, this is what I'm saying, bro, the devil will work over time.
True.
Work over time. The devil is not just like, it's not taking a break. Every means that the devil knows that he can get you, he will use, you know?
Yeah. I actually have a confession to make, yeah?
Please confess. It's all about confession. It looks like most of the times I'm the one confessing, bro. So I'm happy when I hear that you're about to confess.
Yeah, actually, this is actually in relation to this secular music. Yeah, there was a song that came out by I believe Victoni and I think Rema, and they sang what was that song again? Tell me where you doing? Do you know it? What is the use of money?
I don't listen to Rema, bro. I don't listen to Rema.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, so when that song came out, normally, the only time most times when I'm exposed to secular music, usually like when I'm on TikTok or Instagram, yeah, maybe I'm just screening something and it could not even be like, is anything secular, but maybe like a cooking video and they're playing the song. I'll be like, wow, okay, this is a really groovy tune. And it's so groovy, it piques my curiosity sometimes and I'll actually go and look for it, yeah? So during that period of time, when I heard the song from somewhere, I was like, wow, this song actually sounds really groovy. And I actually went to look for it, yeah? And for that, I was like, Bernard, this is not good, dude. This is not. I was like, okay, maybe just once will not hurt. One time won't hurt. Then I listened to it that one time. Then that one time turned to a couple more times. Then I stopped, yeah? Now, because of that couple more times that I listened to that song, I noticed there was a change. There was actually a big change, like spirit. My thinking, it's not often I think about like sex, yeah? It's not, it's like, I mean, it crosses my mind once, like, I mean, we're humans, yeah? So it's at some point it's gonna cross, yeah?
Yeah. I know what you mean, bro. I understand.
Yeah, so, and like after that period, after listening to that song, like after, I noticed that the frequency at which the thoughts were coming were increased. I was like, what is going on?
Jesus is Lord.
What is going
Jesus
on?
Jesus is Lord.
Yeah, and I was actually surprised. I was like, what did I do wrong? I was thinking, what did I actually do wrong? Because normally, this doesn't, like, what did I do wrong? I was not thinking, and I remembered, wait, at some point in time, I was actually really listening to this song. And there was one guy's, and in that song, there was, because he did like a collab with like three people, and it's just one verse of that song, or like one part of it that stuck into my head. Like, that was what did like most of the damage. Like, but I'm not going to say the verse, but it was like, it was kind of like tilting towards, I wanna dun dun. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that kind of, and when I'm just be like, I'll just be on my own, I'll just be sitting down, I'll remember that verse of that song, dun, 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 dun. Like, as it's fast in my mind, another thought that is actually like explicit or sexually related usually would not follow it, and I have to like be doing overtime trying to resist the evil thoughts over time.
Rebuke yourself.
Yeah, so
get away from me, devil.
So that experience, like, actually really increased my consciousness on like the power of songs. Like, songs are really powerful. Like, they change like your mental states. Like, it's really subtle ways. And the thing is that you can actually listen to a song like maybe like a few times, but the damn, like, it does, like, the impact it can actually have in your Christian mind. Like, it's a
this
lot.
This is why people that listen to songs that are depression are full of depression are almost most of the time depressed, you know?
Yeah, like Billie Eilish.
Yeah, it's like you listen to songs about depression and you're wondering why you're depressed. Or like you're depressed, so you listen to songs that are going to actually keep making you depressed. It's like, bro, come on, bro. It's like, I got bitten by a snake, so let me take more venom in order to make me, like, you know, make me feel better. That's like stupid, you know, I think, personally. But you're right, bro. Like, it's all about this one aspect of the song, bro, that can, like, get stuck in your head, and all of a sudden you start having like thoughts. You start having thoughts that you're trying to resist, you know? Yeah. So I just want to say that, you know, we have to decide ourselves, bro, that do we want to be part of a world where, you know, we just basically, do we want to be part of a world defined by, you know, this worldly stuff, like, you know, secular music, you know? We cannot mix, bro, lawlessness with, you know,
righteousness
with righteousness, you know. So we have to like be honest to ourselves and just like know that, hey, not just any song is a song, you know. And you know, some people will quote you scriptures and tell you that, well, some things are good for others, some things are bad for others, you know. Someone will tell you that. I had a discussion with someone, and if this person listens to this podcast, I'm sorry, but I have to say, I had a discussion with someone, and then she said that, yeah, you know, I think Paul was the one that said that, you know, sometimes there are some things that you might do. Like, let's say you will listen to a song and you'll be fine, right? But I will listen to that same song, and then something will happen to me. Like, I will start like having like these naughty thoughts, you know? And that's basically her justification, is that it depends on the person, you know, whether you listen to this type of song, it's up to you or not. But then I think, based on your explanation, I think, well, sometimes you might not even know, the cause might not be immediate, you know, your actions would be like, you know, leading to that. Maybe that's the song making you defend it. Anyways, maybe that's the song. The song is, now you're listening to that song and now you're defending. Because of that song, you're defending like secular music now. It's like, yeah, there's a reason why you're defending that song. I ask myself, why don't we try to live a life where we can say we're trying as much as possible to please God? Why do we want to live the other way around, saying, why do we want to try and get away with the most things, you know? It's like, I feel like this is what my perspective, this is what I want to do, right? I just want to be like, even if I remain as conservative as possible, right? I know that I'm doing this just to like, I can't go bad. As long as I know that it's not, For example, if I say a Christian, if I say to myself, I don't think a Christian should do this, right? What do I have to lose more? Me not doing this or me actually doing that? You understand what I'm trying to say?
Sir, can you say, let's say again?
Let's look at this. Look at this example. Let's say there is this, there's a glass of water, right? And then we both debate on whether we should drink this water, right? Yeah. And I say, I think, let's say we're debating on whether we should drink the water. And I say we shouldn't drink the water, right? And you say we should drink it. Who is, and I say that when one of, maybe if we drink it, we will die. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Who is more probable, who's more likely to die from both of us?
Person that's going to drink the water.
The person that's going to drink the water, right? That's the same view that I have on Christianity, right? Mm. If we think there are certain things that we should not do, right? And then we think, okay, maybe that's not how it is. Maybe we can do it, right? Why don't we go for the safer option, you know, and not actually do it? Stay away from it. Because in the end, not doing it can actually save you more than actually, like, you know, trying to, like, test it by yourself. Like, you know, I'll see for myself, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like my stance on alcohol.
Mm-hmm. So what is it? What is your stance on alcohol?
Like the same thing you're saying right now. Like, if you don't, you know, like, you don't want, like, have like a particular, if you don't want to like be close to a particular outcome, you stay away from it as far as you can. That's kind of like my, like why I actually don't drink alcohol. Because when you drink alcohol, like I never want to get drunk in my life. So because of
the reason, I've been there and it's not nice, you know, like confession number 100, I don't know how many confessions I've made. Yes, I've been there, it's not nice.
Oh, but yeah. You've gotten drunk before?
Bro, from the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Bro, yes, I've gotten drunk before out of stupidity because I used to think that getting drunk was... I always opposed alcohol, bro. Like, I always opposed alcohol. And I think when you get into the wrong environment, bro, there are things that you can do. And, like, things... Bro, there are things that I wish that I never did. Like, I never had that experience. And... at some point, I didn't do it because of religious reasons. Mm. And then, you know, people would say, well, Jesus turned water into wine, you know, stuff like that. And in the Bible, it says that drink. There are some verses that says that give wine unto, like, you know, the person. What does it say? Like, unto the troubled soul or like something.
Like for like the really poor people.
Is that so?
Yeah.
And then there are certain verses which also says that wine is not a drink for kings, or is it like something like
I was gonna say that's actually the verse I used to actually, like, if because I've been tempted, I'll never lie, I have been tempted.
So now that's my go-to verse every time someone asks me, like, why don't you drink, you know? And I also do not drink for health reasons also.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly now it's all about, okay, I just don't drink because for me, I'm just, the Bible says drink wine is not made for, like, you know, kings, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can debate and tell me, well, there are verses that, you know, where Jesus turned water into wine. They'll ask me, like, why did Jesus turn water into wine if wine was not supposed to be drunk? And maybe we have a different idea of alcohol, a different idea of wine now, perhaps, than what Jesus did, right?
I honestly think what Jesus did was grape juice. Well, maybe I could be wrong though, but I think it was grape juice.
Okay, bro. Okay, let's say grape juice, right?
But I could be wrong though, but just in my head, maybe.
Okay. Let's say grape juice, right? Now let me act like these people, right? And just say, okay, why would then the Bible say that wine is not made for kings? If it was grape juice, why is grape juice not for kings?
That's a good one, actually. That's a good one. Okay.
I feel like, okay, the Bible knows what one can do when the person drinks, right?
What are kings?
What are, like, attributes of kings? Kings are wise. So when you drink alcohol, right, it's sort of, you are not in that position to be wise anymore. So maybe that's why the Bible says kings are not made to drink wine. Like, wines are not made for kings.
There's also a biblical scripture to support why kings should not actually drink, because I believe it was Proverbs, because if they drink, they will forget the laws that they actually enacted before. So that's why kings are not supposed to drink. One of the reasons why kings are not supposed to drink, because they could forget the decrees that they've made.
Also, and I think even the worst is if we do things knowingly to inflict harm on our body, then we are actually disobeying the body of as Christians. You know, we are like
defiling the temple
of Christ. Yeah, temple, body of Christ. So like, drinking like alcohol, that knowing that this can like harm our body, right? Isn't that some sort of harm that we're causing to ourselves and to the body of Christ? Because our body is an extension of the body of Christ, you know. So I think these are all things I think it's in the same context: alcohol, secular music. You know, let's deviate a bit. We can always deviate, but what about tattoos? Should we save it for a different podcast?
Okay, let's save that for a different podcast.
Okay. So things like tattoos, piercings, and we can
piercings.
Yeah, I just have to make something clear right here, bro. Our job here is to just help. People might think that, what do these people know? What are we talking about? What do we know? What are these two young men? What do they think they're out here trying to do, right? We're not forcing anybody to live.
Yeah, we're just sharing our experiences.
Just sharing our experiences,
Yeah.
And we're just sharing, basically, everything that we say in this podcast is the same analogy that I made with a glass of water, yeah? What do we have to lose if we do the right thing?
Yeah.
If we do not listen to our own wisdom, our own understanding, and just rely on, what the word and say, should this be actually done,
Yeah.
And in this world that we live in, we've become so worldly that we forget that there is a spiritual life that we should be living.
Yeah.
And we've made the worldly life a priority that sometimes, we try to excuse our actions because we are too, stuck on this worldly life that we think, this is okay, this is good. But we forget that if we are Christians, we're not part of this world. We live in this world, but we should be striving to, to be
better,
to be a reflection
of Christ.
God will look down and be like, my children, I'm proud of you, to everyone, to everyone. So that's what we're trying to do here.
I was actually going to interject, I was going to say something. I was going to make another confession, yeah? So because while you were speaking, when you said that, what do you have to lose? Yeah, that logic was actually one of the logics that was, it kind of saved me, actually. There was a point in my life where I almost became an atheist.
Jesus is Lord. Please. Wait, how old were you?
I was about 19.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was 19.
I need to ask questions.
Yeah.
Before that, were you on this level of Christianity?
No, bro, no.
That you are?
No. Okay, 19 was what? I was saved. I was saved around that time. But something happened that shook my faith. And I almost was like, this Christianity is something. What's the point? Why? Then I now
could you please elaborate further, please?
Okay, why I actually was about to lose my faith was because there was something that I asked God for, yeah, and it was actually an exam, yeah, that I really wanted to I wrote, and I gave it everything I thought I could give it, yeah, and the reason and I failed the exam, yeah, after praying. It's like, God, why did you let me? Why did this happen? And I was really sad because I thought because during that time I was in church, I was serving, I was doing everything. I was doing everything that a Christian is supposed to do and stuff like that. I was I served you. I did this. It's not like I was not studying, I was studying. But why? Why did this happen? So I was really conflicted. And I was is this God thing even worth it? What's the point of restricting myself from my friends are people are going to clubs, I say I'm not going to club. People are drinking, I say I'm not going to drink. And for what? My life is supposed to be different. I'm meant to be better than all these people, yeah? So that was the logic. I was going down a really downward spiral. So okay. What actually helped stop me from descending further was that I not thought to myself. I thought about four different scenarios. Yeah, four different scenarios. So in all of these cases, yeah, the best case scenario, if everything that I learned is true and heaven is real, I go to heaven. The other case, if heaven is not real and everything that I'm doing and I do like live as a true Christian, I'm going to live a pretty good life. And then I now thought about the best case scenario. If hell is real and I do not live as a Christian, or rather, okay, that's like the last point. But if hell is not real and I do not do as a Christian, I'm probably going to live a bad life because, I mean, I'll be lying a lot and people will not respect me. And yeah, it's not really going to be really good. And then if the final case scenario, if hell is actually real and I do not do what the Bible is telling me to do, yeah, I'm going to hell. And at the end of the day, my life is going to be quite useless on earth, or it's not really going to be as fulfilling. So mm-hmm. I just did the math together. I was like, okay, even though it's looking bad now, I still win both ways. So I was like, okay, no, there's no point. Actually, that's why, yeah. What, like, back to what you said, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose?
There is a philosopher mm-hmm. called Pascal Wager. Mm-hmm. And basically he says that if you believe in God, yeah, you win eternal life. And if you don't believe in God, you lose nothing. This is like a philosophy. And basically your explanation, like, sort of like sums up his, like, his explanation.
This episode had to be cut short because it was a bit long. So watch out for part two of Circular Music coming next week. Have a great day.